Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the response from Mr. Kane Love off Irish Water, because situation with Irish Water, they have been making promises to the councillors in the South Inishowen area of what they plan to do. Like, back this last couple of years, we have met with Irish Water, and they have stated to us categorically, and we all have emails in relation to it, that they are going to be replacing a 4.5 kilometre trunk main that's near Burnfoot, which was prone at that time to frequent bursts. And we all met them up in Letterkenny, the Aractus members as well, and they gave us an undertaking that they would look at this, and that's a few years ago. And now we have a member of Irish Water coming on your show yesterday stating that the Irish Water don't have any immediate plans for this trunk main. And I think that is ridiculous, you know, that they would come away with a statement like that after giving us an undertaking that they would be looking at this and that they would be prioritising the trunk main that comes from Buncrana to up as far as Newton Cunningham. And now I'm bewildered as to where, why or what they're thinking is.
Do you feel that the utility's kicking the can down the road in terms of upgrade works to South Inishowen?
In my opinion, I think they were just keeping us sweet until they got what they wanted. The pipe laid the whole way to Letterkenny, and they're hoping to get that water connected to Letterkenny. And I think once they look after the large population of 20,000 in Letterkenny, that ticks a box for them and the bigger picture, and they will be able to say, well, we looked after Donegal here and we have created water for a large population. But rural Ireland and rural Inishowen, there's people in areas in South Inishowen, you have people in Calais, Carrigan, Newton, Bridgend, all the whole way up from Buncrana and Intubin and that are feeling the pinch every time there's a burst here, and they're being forgot about.
And do you feel that they will, what you've termed, continue to be forgotten about in the long term then, in terms of, you know, that they will have to keep on, I suppose, putting up with these outages and frequent bursts and stuff?
Yeah, well, I would be thinking that in relation to Irish Water, and their thought is that if they get to the situation with a lot of the bursts happen at night when there's less water being used. So the build-up of pressure creates the weakness in the pipe, and then it bursts at night. I would be of the opinion that Irish Water are thinking, well, if we get a supply to Letterkenny, that the water will, there'll be more usage through the night, and there will be a less build-up of pressure that would create the burst. So they think that delivering the water to Letterkenny might alleviate the problem. But that still doesn't alleviate the weakness and the pipes and the corrosion that's happening down in the slab lands. So as much as there's a lot of bursts at the minute, they're probably thinking, well, if we get it down to less bursts, maybe the people in Inishowen will not be complaining as much, and they'll not feel hard done by. But that's not the answer. There is a problem there at the slab lands, and it needs to be sorted.